Welcome to My Property World, a light and informative look at all things property. We have designed this series for people involved in property and property finance in the UK market. However, we do take examples from all around the property world. Our aim is for us to make money from property together. Whether that be buying, selling, financing, trading, or getting involved in a deal in another way. We do this by informing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves talking property, which gives you a chance to get to know us, what we're up to, and to check us out until you're ready to make money together. In the meantime, My Property World is free and fun, so plug in your headphones and enjoy. We would love for you to like, share, and comment, so please do on social media. And if you have questions, ideas for topics, or deals you would like to explore, we're always looking for guests, so get in touch via the My Property World profile.
Hello and welcome to another episode of My Property World. I'm Will Mallard and I'm joined once again by the CEO and co-founder of Crowd Property, Mike Bristow. You're very welcome.
Hi, Will. Great to be here. Thank you.
Mike, we've had you on before and your expertise in development finance and there's a great podcast around your own background pre-Crowd Property, and I'd recommend listeners look that up and they can find it on the platform easily enough. But today we're going to be talking about getting some experts in to help find out, do I have a deal or not? And it's essentially around getting a sense check, evaluation, and potentially a proof of funds letter in record time. Which is all very big offers, big statements. Now, people can, just to do the plug, as we, you know, I as an inducement for getting people like Mike on, we've got to say how you can get hold of Mike. So it's crowdproperty.com. Look them up if you're not familiar, and most people in the property and development space would be familiar. Development finance lenders. And they're lending up to 70% on the value of the land or the property as it is, and up to 100% on the redevelopment stuff.
That's right.
So, but big loan to values. You've got I suppose, a well-resourced, experienced team. How do people tap into that resource and add it into their own, I suppose, arsenal and going out into the world and competing with the larger developers?
Yeah, so crowdproperty.com/apply is our application form that is the first step here, and, mm-hmm. and we'll talk a bit about that. I think sort of first and foremost, what we've built at Crowd Property is what we wanted as developers ourselves, and part of that not only is the sort of partnership piece, the customer focus piece, the property people that understand your vision piece, but part of it was also the sort of the vision of that we had observed ourselves, and we've heard from many people that people have power teams to be more efficient. Project after project after project, their architect, the QS, the project manager, etc. Nobody really had a lender on that power team because the market was so transactional, sort of failed to meet expectations pretty much across the board. And that's when funding was possible. But really what I think I'd like to, we can focus on in this podcast is about, well, how can we help people find projects that stack? Because that's one of the biggest challenges of being a developer. And I've talked before about developers spending about a third of their time finding sites, a third of their time executing sites, a third of their time faffing around with finance. Mm-hmm. Our vision was to bring down the time spent faffing around with finance by being far better, far quicker, far easier. Right? But also, if we can help you reduce the time that you spend finding each site, then actually what this really drives is much more time to execute on those sites, to a better job, to a quicker job, and increase the likelihood of success of those projects. So that's our sort of starting point. So that's
quite a compelling proposition. I don't know anyone that wants less time to do the important things.
Exactly.
Because it is all time and money in business, and your career and your life.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And let's talk about sort of finding sites. So this is one of the biggest challenges to developers, is finding great sites, right? And there's also this thing which I very much admire, and I have it, and we have it ourselves in many respects as well, but it's something that's called property entrepreneurs' optimism bias, right? Where one might say, hey, look, I'm just going to engineer these costs down so that it all stacks up, or I'll be in and out in 12 months, no problem. Or it's like, it's not a great project, but it's better than me not doing a project.
Or HS2 station's about to open, so we're going to put another 20% on by the time we're finished.
exactly. Yeah. So the optimism. Yeah, 2040.
Just on this optimism thing, one of the funniest moments I've had in property was I was in a accountant's budget briefing type thing in late 2017. And the speaker was Sir Terry Leahy, who was at the time the chair of Crossrail. And he gave an amazing presentation about the Crossrail project. And one of the promises made was that it would be open before the end of 2018. They could open in June, he said, but we want to get it all right. And at the end, there was any questions for Terry, and I was sitting at the front and looked around, and there was no one asked any questions. So I put my hand up and said, Terry, what's the chances of Crossrail coming in on time and on budget? And he looked me in the eye and said, I guarantee it.
Remarkable. So that's a Crossrail optimism bias.
We're now at the back end of 2021, and it's still not open, and I think the money's still going out the door at a fairly good clip. It's not just the smaller developers that have that optimism. And I think you need an element of that in the mix. Like, you have to look into the future with hope, with a degree of positivity, and put a plan together. But that's got to be brought back into a reality check. And essentially what you guys do is provide that reality check.
Exactly. So what we did is a few things. We said we firstly built and have built and continue to build an incredible data and analytics platform. A quarter of our team of 53 here in Birmingham in our office is our software engineers. And we continue to build the best property development lending platform in the UK market, if not European, if not world. That's our very, very clear ambition here. Okay, but what does that mean? What does that mean for the customer, right? Well, actually, it's really important because we've built all of this tech and analytics, right, that can analyze the hell out of things very, very swiftly. And then we've overlaid that. So we use that technology for the efficiency of what we do. And then overlay that with our expertise, right? And that our expertise is effectiveness of lending. And actually, what that expertise means is that we're all passionate property people who like to look at deals, okay? Because it fascinates us, and it fascinates us, right? So what we said was, and a couple of years ago, we wrote down everything, because I was personally very frustrated, right, of filling out 20-page buy-to-let mortgage applications, right? It just makes no sense, right? I could underwrite a buy-to-let mortgage application with a door number and a postcode, right, with all of our tech and data. So it was really about, okay, let's write down everything we could ever ask a developer on a project, right? Mm-hmm. And let's apply the principle of the quote that I love, which is a Churchill quote, which is, sorry for writing you a long letter. I didn't have time to write you a short one. Okay. And I think it summarizes this thing brilliantly. So what we did is we took our time to write a short application form. Mm-hmm. Okay. And anyone can fill in our application form in 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, at crowdproperty.com/apply. Now, why did we do that? What, you know, we could ask for every bit of data up front. But guess what? That would be frustrating. Because actually, this is a people business, and it's about the vision of what you're trying to achieve. And that puts the context around all the numbers and the data and the analytics, etc. So you can apply in just 3 to 5 minutes. And by the way, I sort of hesitate. We'll sort of come on to when to apply. Because, you know, don't just send us a Rightmove link. And say, what do you think? You know, it's a bit more thought, but we're not looking for the absolute perfection. You'd spend months creating the perfect cost model by the time of application. But let's come back onto that in a second.
So it's so, only an estimated inside leg measurement as opposed to an actual.
Yeah, it can be actual. But if it's helpful, we're happy to take an estimated inside leg measurement. and why do I say that? Because as soon as that form gets submitted, it fires off all our tech and data and analytics, okay, and presents our case managers with a load of information about the project. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then our guys will do this really strange thing. Okay. And that is, our team here will pick up the phone and phone you and ask you about your vision, ask you about what you're trying to achieve, ask you about your project. Right, to put the property context into the numbers, right? Because at the end of the day, we're passionate property people. We want to understand what you want to achieve, and we want to work out the best product and the best way we can help for you to achieve that, right? And we are absolutely fine with taking quite early data, estimated data, okay, giving you a view from ourselves, from our experts, from our data and analytics, and giving you a view of what do we think about that project.
And so typically your target customer, they have a funding requirement of 100,000 up to 5 million?
That's 5, 6, 7, 8 million, yes.
Okay, so, and that's your sweet spot. That's actually a really nice sort of range. Like you can help people take that next step up in their, I can't stand that word property journey, but their progression up the league tables in terms of scale and
exactly, and
having that bridge, that immediate ability to take that step is a big deal. Like people often battle away for years and years to get into a position that they can have a go, and they've got the confidence, they've got the site, they've got enough equity behind them to make a start. But actually getting that initial funding to get that first project over the line.
Exactly. So what we do, we'll take a look at the project, we'll take a look at all the numbers, we'll take a look at our data, we'll speak to you, and then we'll say, okay, these are our thoughts on it. Right? Mm-hmm. And this is not a self-centered thought of, oh, we like it or we don't, okay, from a would we fund it. It's actually a, look, these are the good things about a project like that. These are some of the areas we see risk with. These are some of the areas we see maybe there's some cost estimates that are under baked, or the GDV is optimistic, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so we can give you a real feel for, is it a good project? Mm-hmm. Not whether we will fund it, but it's whether ultimately, after 18 months of your hard effort, will you be rewarded sufficiently for all of that? Okay, and what that effectively comes out to be is either we'll say, no, it just doesn't stack because of these reasons, we see these risk factors, okay? And we're saying that because actually many people then say, oh, brilliant. Okay, I can forget about that one. I found that. I'll go and find another one. I won't waste more time on that project. Right. Mm-hmm. And that is really important. That's as important as a yes, mm-hmm. to actually say, no, stop mm-hmm. wasting my time on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's an enormous, like, in general, how many open sites would most of your client base have at one time? Would it be under 5 generally?
Typically, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of them, they'll have 1 or 2 sites on the go. So it's all in, basically. They're betting the kitchen sink on this working. So getting that confidence early, I think it's enormous. And I'm going to throw a little story in. How I got into social housing was by accident. I'd partnered up with a guy who'd run a large-scale property acquisition program. And we went and looked at a small portfolio of HMOs in Leeds, 5 properties, and it had a 11.3% net yield. And social housing, 5-year lease. On a business side of things, it was fantastic. But it got me interested in the whole social good community impact side. And I think it was the Church of England Homelessness Charity. The guys that owned it, now this is the key piece in this podcast. The guys that owned it, it was a partnership of 3 professionals, and they had built up, so each of them had 1 or 2 properties, and they decided, well, let's go in to expand. And over several years, they built this up to 5 HMOs. 2 of them went into developments, did a couple of 2-house developments that worked. Natural, human instinct, they go to 14. So new build, 14, in the middle of nowhere, someone lent them the money.
Right.
And it didn't work. And why the HMO, that the social housing portfolio was on the market, was because the development had failed and the bank was saying,
wow,
you either need to sell these ones or you need to sell your houses. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And in the end, we didn't buy the HMO portfolio because the third partner who hadn't gone in the development brought his partners out. Now, that was a really sad story because they were 3 smart guys, and the 2, they had ambition. They'd done well a couple of times. If they had got a bit of advice, I won't say where it is because it's private information, but anyone could have told you there was no way they were going to make the numbers. And it's very easy to say that in retrospect. Why they didn't get that advice right back at the beginning? Someone signed it off, and not only did they lose a heap of money, they lost effectively 2 years of their investment time.
Exactly. And that's one of the big implications of doing projects, right? If you get it wrong, you burn 18 months and you don't get anything out of it, right? Hmm. And this is so important. Interestingly, when I say that, use us as a second pair of eyes through our application form because it's really easy and we love doing it, okay? And we'll give you those views, okay? The next, or probably my most frequently asked question out of any question is, oh, in that case, If I put a load of duds through, do you keep a score against my name, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we've seen people who have submitted 7, 8, 9 projects where we've actually advised, or we've actually said to them, it's like, this doesn't stack for this reason or this reason, this reason,
really?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And their 10th project has been off the scale good, right? Mm-hmm. And that is the power, okay, of getting a second pair of eyes, taking off your property entrepreneur optimism bias. So it's the value of getting a second pair of eyes, okay, on your project that we might say, well, actually there are some things why this doesn't stack, okay. Mm-hmm. And we don't keep that score against you. So why wouldn't you bounce it off us and leverage us as part of your team to help you find and prioritize deals? Okay. But I've talked about the no bit. Let's talk about the yes, right? We say to you, yes, that's a great project. Relative to £8 billion worth of projects we've seen and assessed, okay, this is a really good project. Okay. And that is as powerful as not wasting your time, because
is
what
that,
you should
out
do
of interest,
then,
how much of that is in the last 2 years?
About 5.5-6 billion.
5.5 to 6 billion that you've assessed.
We've assessed, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not insignificant.
No, well, it's amazing, because that's probably the most anyone's assessed in terms of our average deal size, the most number of projects in the entire market. Mm-hmm. And what that's driving is a load of machine learning modeling that we're working on to make things quicker and better and quicker and better. Every single day we're moving along, so we can provide a better service, right? And all of this goes into our data analytics, so we can say no for these reasons or yes for these reasons.
But just thinking here, Mike, like one of the things that I see all the time is that people often hold, like they socialize around the idea of a project where they're scared to actually put it out. Now, I can think of any number of property professionals that are frustrated by their clients, their friends, their business partners sitting on, and I've done this myself in other contexts. I'm more a finished portfolio investor rather than a developer per se. But the holding it in when you need to get it assessed, and there's this mental block where there's this big leap forward, and all they need to do is go on to crowdproperty.com/apply and bang in a few details. Like, are we talking we're just talking some contact details and
12 boxes, okay,
12
and then we'll
boxes.
Get in touch to understand the vision. But the crucial thing here, right, like I've said, don't waste your time on projects. If we turn around and say, yes, this is a great project, relative to all of that data set, okay, it is a really good project. And what you should focus on then is dropping everything else and close that deal.
Okay? That certainty that you get from having that proof of funds, the backing in principle, that's
well, yeah,
a good
exactly.
deal.
And then... So then we would say we like it. We suggest you work on closing that deal. Let's help you close that deal. So let's help you by providing the evidence that we've assessed it and we're going to back this project. So you can go, you know, we talk about delivering speed, ease, certainty, also transparency and expertise of property finance. Why? Because vendors want speed and certainty. So let us help give you speed and certainty with your finance, already sort of assessed and approved, okay, in principle, that then you can go to the vendor and guess what? The other people looking at that project will not have that, okay? And we have seen many cases where our customers have been in a bidding situation for a project. They have not put in the highest bid and they've won the project, saving tens of thousands of pounds because they put a better case across, part of which is the commitment from us to back them. That's powerful.
Right. And so if someone's an architect or a planner or someone who's involved in a project, but they're waiting for the principal on the deal, the deal maker, the developer, to pull the trigger.
Yep.
They should encourage that person to get in touch, basically.
Well,
maybe
exactly.
fill in the form on their behalf.
But exactly right. Exactly. But that's totally right. Okay. Those service providers will be doing work at risk until the principal secures that project. Okay. So, yes, architects, planners, QSs, etc. Okay, encourage your principals to reach out to us. Let us all work together to close that deal so that we all work together better.
Well, that's fantastic. So I'm Will Mallard. This is My Property World podcast. Mike Bristow, CEO, co-founder of crowdproperty.com. You're very welcome.
Welcome to My Property World, a light and informative look at all things property. We have designed this series for people involved in property and property finance in the UK market. However, we do take examples from all around the property world. Our aim is for us to make money from property together, whether that be buying, selling, financing, trading, or getting involved in a deal in another way. We do this by informing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves talking property, which gives you a chance to get to know us, what we're up to, and to check us out until you're ready to make money together. In the meantime, My Property World is free and fun, so plug in your headphones and enjoy. We would love for you to like, share, and comment, so please do on social media. And if you have questions, ideas for topics, or deals you would like to explore, we're always looking for guests, so get in touch via the My Property World profile.